It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dusty actually asked us this. I had a couple more ready for the week. But I'll ask this because I'm surprised by the number of people who say they do. Dusty asked us in a break this morning a simple question as lake season is winding down and pool season is winding down. The question he said is, do you wear underwear with a swimsuit? And until maybe a year ago, I didn't realize that people did that. So you can guess that my answer is no. It has a mesh lining for a reason. I don't want to be sitting in the pool in wet underwear. That seems incredibly unappealing in nature. If I get into a pool, I do not wear underwear. I just wear the regular bathing suit. I thought that was the point.
So I've done both. That's for sure. I would say, like, I'm going to the lake this weekend. Now that you mention it, I'm going to be at the Ozarks down for the weekend just before football season starts and everything. And I will say in the lake, yeah, I will have like what I normally boxer briefs, like the thin, you know, like the
really?
Thin boxer briefs on
Isn't
underneath.
Isn't it uncomfortable?
No, it actually is more comfortable. Some support.
More comfortable?
Some support.
What kind of swim trunks are you wearing? Uh-huh. Just cavernous?
No, I just it's more comfortable.
Man, I don't know, man. More comfortable? When did you start this?
Lake in there, there's little fish.
I've never, not in my entire life, not even as a kid.
Childhood, it was.
So when did you start this?
Probably in the last 10 years.
You just thought one day, yeah. You know what? I'll just keep my underwear on. I heard someone say that they were just worried, like, what if their swim trunks came on? And then I'm like, that's just swimming. Well, risk.
When I went tubing, that absolutely happened. Even with the boxer briefs, it still went down. It still was a problem.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's just the risk.
But no, I don't know. Yeah, I've always done that now. Yeah. Someone says you're teetering on the edge of psychopath. Okay, that's a bit much.
It's like something should not, like, it's like socks. Wet underwear seems like having just like, what if I just wore socks the entire time we're in the lake? You know, in case I touch something with my feet. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have socks on the entire time I'm in the lake. Seems like the same vibe to me.
Somebody brings up only if you're wearing board shorts. So my brother wears
board shorts.
He wears like spandex. Like he won't wear actual like briefs or whatever.
I'm not wearing cotton boxer briefs in the lake.
They're not cotton.
That would be uncomfortable. That'd be awful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the, I don't know, would it be polyester? Whatever
neoprene
you want.
Neoprene or some sort of like.
That's the same ones
hybrid.
I'm wearing now. They're not cotton. I wouldn't wear that with the swimming suit. That would be awful. The water, that would be very uncomfortable. But if you wear the thin, like they're not spandex, but whatever.
Somebody said compression shorts. I feel like that's the.
Someone says, are they board shorts? No, they're just, you know.
So they have Cody, mesh. We'll see,
going to Vegas next week after the lake. We're going to Vegas. We're going to be at Circa. They have that huge stadium swim. I'll have trunks on. Are you going to get in the water? It's going to be 110 degrees when
if
we're there.
It's going to be 110 degrees. I sure as hell am, yes. Yeah.
So you're saying you have a swimsuit with mesh and you still wear the boxers?
Not. I have three of them and not all of them have the mesh. The mesh is annoying.
Okay, because I feel like
I don't think you can wear underwear with the mesh. Yeah. I think they'd conflict.
Right. There's no mesh.
I am also a mesh person.
Someone says they cut the lining out. Yeah. And boxer briefs under. There you go.
This is crazy. This is crazy. I can't believe how many people. It looks like it's about 50-50.
I can't do that.
I was surprised to find out that there was this many people.
Someone says.
I really was.
The mesh part is already super tight and, quote, hugging.
When's the last time you just went mesh? You know? Maybe it's been a while. Maybe you need to circle back around.
No.
Someone says it's more comfortable with
boxers.
Someone
says board shorts or swimming trunks with no netting. You definitely wear. Someone says you need to go full Borat.
I don't think you wear underwear on that.
Someone says they wear boxer briefs under their Speedo.
I'm just surprised there are this many people. That's all. I didn't even realize it was a thing for the most part.
Maybe I shouldn't comment on this because I've never worn board shorts, so
that might be different.
So you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna step back.
Nike compression underwear, totally no more under swimsuits. That's kind of what my boxer briefs are anyway. Like they're that really thin, tighter.
I just feel like uncomfortable wet. And just
they're
the
not though because it's
and
not,
the thought of taking them off and they're already soaked seems
but
horrible.
They're not heavy, thick cotton underwear, so it doesn't have that feel.
So my mom called me a couple days ago and was like, hey, do you need new swimsuits? And I was like,
what? How old? The other day, you're 27. 28 years old. Your mom calls you up and asks if you still need new swim trunks?
So she works at Dick's Sporting Goods and she gets a healthy discount. I was
just the idea.
I was like, well, what woman are you thinking of? And she was like, well, we have a deal on ones that have compression shorts already in.
Oh, is that the thing?
The swimsuit. And somebody texted that in. They have new swimsuits that have the liner
even
inside
better
of them now.
I'm so have to check those out.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe that's something that maybe I, you know, it almost serves as a mesh, if you will, I guess. It's just not mesh. It's just compression
shorts. That seems, like a smart idea.
I know that they make, I'm actually wearing some shorts right now that have compression already in, a compression line in the shorts themselves. Now they're doing it with swimsuits. I think it makes sense.
Someone says mesh linings from the 80s. No, thank you.
From the 80s?
Someone says, Cody, you need to have real boxer briefs like Under Armour. It's all good.
I have real boxer briefs. They're just like anybody else's boxer briefs. They're not, there's not like, sir, you've not discovered the higher quality. I'm not saying I've never even experienced. What I'm telling you is the thought of getting in the water in it is off-putting.
It's such a thin material that it's not like you feel like you're carrying a pound of water around with you.
That's what it seems like.
But it's just not. Whether it's the pool, whether it's the lake, I'd argue in the lake, even more reason to wear it. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago. Drew will not go in the lake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said he won't swim.
Like, I'm going to the lake this weekend.
Hold on.
It's not a big deal. Just jump in.
That's if the water is, like, green, you can...
That's the lake.
You're describing the lake.
Correct.
It's always green.
Like, the ocean... a couple weeks ago on vacation, the ocean was not green.
It,
I got in the water.
Was it blue?
Yes.
But you know, some ocean water is green, though, right? Like it's not all crystal, like it's not always white sand beaches and blue ocean water.
This is more like a gray blue. It was like...
Yeah, you've been to the Gulf of Mexico? It's a dump. It's just as bad as a lake.
I've been
to the Gulf of Mexico.
No,
it's a dump.
No, hold on.
Not all the Gulf of Mexico. Now, if you're in Galveston, it's brown water and it's mud and it's terrible.
Correct. If you're in Pensacola, relax.
I haven't been in the Pensacola.
That is white sand and it's crystal clear.
Pensacola is beautiful. I'm with you, Drew, on that one. I'll back you up on that one. The Galveston thing is real, though. Having lived in Houston for a brief period of time and driving down there, that water sucks. Charles Barkley is correct. The water there is mud water and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't. That's
anything on the Texas side. Just
if I get in if the ocean is filled with seaweed, I'm probably not going to just get in the ocean if it's just layered with seaweed all over the place. There was some seaweed in the ocean.
We got to get Drew to the lake next summer.
I'm not going to jump into the water that's just straight up.
You won't get in the water at all at the lake? If we go to the Ozarks and do Cody and Gold Day at the lake, or Hillsdale Lake, or any lake around here, a lot of one, I don't care. You won't go in the water? If we
Oh, no. I'll go in. Sure I'll get in, but I'm going to find a spot that's not just infested with algae or whatever, like seaweed or whatever the case may be.
I mean, you might be in the lake and then all of a sudden you see a snakehead pop up above the water and then you just move on with your day. Have another beer.
At that moment,
it's fine.
We're getting,
everybody will be fine.
Don't mind the anaconda that's coming your way.
My
brother did verbally agree to let us use his house for Cody and Gold Day at the lake next year. So if we want to settle in on an early date, we can all go down there. I'm thinking we get there on a Thursday night. Show out there on a Friday. We got to make sure everything works.
From the 911 or the 785.
We have boat access with this?
Yeah. Perfect. We can just have him come down. He's got two boats.
Does he have jet skis?
No jet skis.
Dang.
You could rent one if you really need one, Drew.
I won't do that.
He's got two boats. Is that not enough boats for you?
Oh, no,
someone
it's fine.
Says,
I just love
maybe
jet ski.
Maybe we want by next
someone
time.
Someone says,
know.
So wait, Drew won't get in the lake. Cody owes us a strip club visit. He won't go. Someone says, what's your no-go, Alex?
Seafood. Sushi on
food.
The boat,
certain
and then
food.
Take the boat to the strip club.
Certain
or
types
a roller
of food.
Coaster.
I'll go on roller coasters. I told you the one.
As close as his eyes, just not the big ones.
The one, the Mamba is a no go these days. But I've been on the Mamba before.
You won't go on like the Top Fuel Dragster at Cedar Point.
I don't even know what that is, but maybe. No,
you're rolling probably 150 miles an
the
hour.
Speed's
and you just
not
go
the problem. The speed's not the
height.
It's the whole vertigo height thing.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, you wouldn't do Top Fuel Dragster. You're going basically straight up in the air.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. That's the random question of the day. Someone says new FM signal will be awesome from the lake. That's right.
Oh, great point. Crystal clear.
96.5 FM, 96.5 The Fan, Thursday, 6 a.m. We switch over. Can't wait for that. And of course, if you're listening on 610, you'll still be able to listen.
Over on The Fan AM.
That's right.
You text. does Drew's mom still make a sack lunch for him?
It was the way you said it. Like, you were like, once my mommy called me and she said that, do I need a new swimsuit? And you're like, wait, what? I was just confused. I was like, wait, not only are you 28, but your mom lives several states apart from you. So I was confused by the offering to...
Hey, you know what? I got a mom that looks out for me, and I'm very grateful for that.
You know what? Actually, you should be.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. I shouldn't bag your mom for being nice. I was just confused by the sentence.
And also, if... Look, I'd love to be able to just go and buy my own swimsuit, but if somebody offers you, hey, there's a deal, do you want a new swimsuit? I mean, you're probably going to say yeah.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.